March 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in the face of every sort of opposition, the brave soul is able to persevere. He uses his time wisely towards the spiritual well-being of himself and others. He makes the necessary adjustments and sacrifices to bring many souls home to me. In the end, each soul meets in heaven the souls he has helped save. Then we celebrate. Be charitable in your prayers for the deceased. When you yourself reach heaven, you will be able to see how much good your prayers and sacrifices have accomplished. Some will have to be remorseful for not having prayed more or spent their time more wisely with the welfare of the poor souls in purgatory in mind. Do not fall into the trap of out of sight, out of mind. Satan is jealous of your efforts to bring souls home to me and tries to get in the way of your prayers and sacrifices on behalf of the deceased. He, Satan, has already lost. Be cheerful on behalf of your efforts for the deceased. You are doing all you can for them when you remember them in prayers, sacrifices, and masses. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.